Happy Sunday, everybody. Thanks for joining me here on the podcast. And today, it's a quick rant, and it's about something that actually happened, I think, over a month ago or a few weeks ago, in regards to a restaurant chain by the name of the International House of Pancakes. And if you haven't heard already, they did sort of a rebranding. Not so much the aesthetic or style or the colors of the brand, but they had changed the entire name of the brand from IHOP to IHOB, where the P is now a B. And I don't know why their panel of branding experts within the company had decided to do so. I don't know where that decision came from or where it was rooted, because the B is very underwhelming, a very underwhelming change for the brand. And just to cut it straight to the point, the B stands for burgers. So we are now dealing with the International House of Burgers. I just don't think that they have enough leverage to play this clever sort of branding reroute, and I don't know if that was successful in obtaining the masses. In fact, when I found out about it on Twitter, there was more so backlash than any praise, and I can understand why. And the reason for me, at least, as to why I was turned off about the rebranding is because I don't think they deserve to have the audacity to claim their stake in the burger world. I don't necessarily hear people talk about IHOP for their pancakes even these days. So I can understand, I guess, they are trying to rebrand and be more, stay more current, but you would have to have created a damn good burger to leverage your namesake as being the International House of Burgers. Now we have so much competition in terms of burger joints, at least here in Southern California. And I don't think they can compete with the express aspect of burgers. When I'm talking about express, I mean just drive-thrus, and I don't even think the IHOP is spread around enough to make things go viral. They're not like a Denny's, where in every city there's about two Denny's restaurants. But yeah, I'm gonna have to say this was a fail in terms of branding. Maybe if they completely changed the look of the restaurant, that would have helped on a visual sense, but I just don't think they carry enough weight or popularity in the food industry these days to make another viral attempt to become a household name. As far as I know, a lot of people go to IHOP after hangovers, but never to take someone out to a birthday too. So that's just my take, and I want to know what you guys have to think about the IHOP rebrand. Unless you guys could prove me wrong and say, hey, you gotta just actually go there because they have the best burgers around now. If that's the case, I digress, but I highly doubt it because I don't even see anything on the news except for them being roasted. Also, their logo has been found to be very similar to another burger joint, so that's another self-inflicted wound. And I think you're just gonna have to Google IHOP logo similar to another burger joint or something like that. But it is something that has been stated. With that said, till the next rant in regards to branding, design, and culture. I look forward to recording the next one, and enjoy the rest of the weekend. It's hot out here in California. I said that in my IGTV video, but I'm hoping you guys are responsible enough to not leave your dogs and babies in your cars, because it's well over 100 degrees. So stay safe, stay hydrated, and keep creating. I'll talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.